This is the EWN Radio Network.
You've waited. You've wished. You've hoped. You've dreamed. Now it's time to act. Time to move toward the life you want to live. This is EWN Radio, and you're listening to Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust with your host, Leslie Green.
Hello, this is Leslie Green, and you're listening to Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust on EWN Radio. Today, we are speaking with Belinda Womack, author of Lessons from the 12 Archangels, Divine Intervention in Daily Life. Now, angels are something we grow up knowing about. They have mostly a positive, loving, benevolent sort of feel to them. But we often don't take it a step further to understand how they work and really how we can work with them. We kind of stop at the point where we know the concept of angel, because I don't know that we really know all that much about them, but we know the concept of angel, but not really even stop to firmly decide if we believe in them or not, and we definitely are not used to taking it that step further and seeing how they work. Well, in today's show, that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to leverage Belinda Womack and use her expertise on the subject to help us understand not only how angels work, but how we can partner with them. So if you happen to be feeling low, or maybe even like you're living on hell on earth, listen in. See how angels can help turn that around, how they can help in your life on a daily basis. So Belinda, welcome. We're honored to have you on Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust.
Thank you for having me on your show, Leslie. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, it is a beautiful day, and each show we begin by setting our intention. And our intention is this: may we be open to receive whatever gifts await us during our time together. May we recognize them as such, give thanks, and breathe them in. And so it is. All right, here we go. We're ready and running. Belinda, I understand you are a scientist by training. You hold a dual master's degrees in microbiology and environmental science. So why angels? How did this all start for you?
Well, it feels like it was, you know, almost another lifetime ago, because it was 25 years ago that I started to work with the 12 archangels. And these angels are, you know, they are our teachers, helping us to navigate through schoolroom earth so that we learn truly how to transform our hell into heaven, meaning we transform our fears into love and fill up with trust and peace, the wonderful things that you teach as well. So I was working in the lab, and I had, this is again, probably a little bit over 25 years ago, and I thought I was going to be a biologist for the rest of my life. And I had, I was working on an experiment, and I had a visitation from the Archangel Gabriel. So I call it my out of laboratory experience. So just very quickly, I was wide awake. I'm doing my experiment. The next thing I know, I'm in a stone room, and I have this beautiful angel communicating with me. And Gabriel said, "Belinda, you know, your work is going to change. We need you to help human beings rewrite the story of their childhood. They need to remember that they are God's divine children." And I said, "I think you've called the wrong person. You know, that sounds like I need to have a degree in, at least a degree in psychology, which I do not have. I'm a biologist, so I really, you know, I'm a little bit confused here. You know, clearly I was communicating with an angel, and angels, at least for Belinda, they communicate directly through my own inner voice, and they send through their their message is clear and direct. I feel it in my body. I have no doubt what the vibration is and who's communicating with me. So my whole body was shaking by the time that my visit with Gabriel was over. And I just found myself back in the lab, still holding my test tube and syringe. And again, every part of me was vibrating. I thought I had been gone for hours with this conference, I with me and the angel. I looked at my watch, not even a minute had gone by. And so that was the beginning. And then I went through other, you know, what I would call initiations or meetings with the angels. And I resisted, of course, because I was so confused. But eventually, they knew I would. I surrendered. I said, you know, of course I want to help humanity. My life is about service. And that was the beginning. And so during all of these years, I have been so blessed to be able to teach and to work not only with the 12 archangels, which are our mentors here at Schoolroom Earth, but all of the angels and all of our guides in heaven to help human beings, you know, live far more heavenly lives. Bring that love in where it is missing is the big message of the angels.
And why do you believe that Archangel Gabriel came to visit you?
Well, Archangel Gabriel, first of all, is the Archangel of Communication. And the word arch in Archangel just means that, according to the 12 Archangels, that they build bridges. And they build connecting links. So that their role is to help us to build that link within our hearts to our ego or our soul, to our consciousness, and to connect us back to our source. And so Gabriel is that messenger that says, okay, you know, let's put the news out there. And Gabriel is also the same energy as the planet Mercury. And I happen to be a Gemini, and that's my ruling planet. So I believe that probably, you know, in this life, I've always had an affinity with that beautiful energy of communication. And that's what it's all about, you know, is to communicate the good news that we have not been abandoned here on Schoolroom Earth. We have not been. Our lessons are tough. This is a school of hard knocks, but we really, really do have help. We really have the best help.
Well, in staying with the topic of communication, you said that for you, it's a very clear communication and it's through your inner voice. So, first question is, do you believe that everyone can communicate with angels? And the second question behind that is, if so, does it happen the same way?
Absolutely. Everyone can communicate with angels. And according to the angels, what is the most important about this communication is that they want to help us through results. You know, we human beings, we need to see that tangible evidence that we're being helped. And that's where angels, you know, they love to be asked, prove to me that you're real. And they don't have an issue with that whatsoever. And so the whole thing is just to put out, thank you for helping me. Thank you for helping me with this problem, or thank you for bringing me this insight. You can do that as if you've already received it, or you can say, angels, I need help with whatever this is. And it's when we receive that's when our faith grows and our trust grows with these beautiful, awesome, wonderful, loving beings that are, you know, they exist to help us. Now, does everyone communicate with angels in the same way that Belinda does, that I do? Everyone is going to have their own individual, independent connection. I personally have experienced that angels are created from God's beautiful music, and so they move us, they shift us, they bring healing, they bring love and miracles into our lives. And so again, the main way they communicate is through responding to us. So do I want to encourage your listeners to sit down and have long conversations with their angels? Well, that's fine, and likely they will also hear those messages through their own intuitive inner voice or see images. Sometimes angels will communicate in images, and that's wonderful. But the main point that I'm asked to make here is look for the response. Put your request out there for help and experience that help as it just shows up in your life. That's really what's the most important.
So if we're looking at asking, you know, how do angels help us to create results in our lives, they're doing that, and basically they're responding. I'm kind of thinking out loud here, so help me if I stumble, but they're... When we express our gratitude in either thanking them for the help, whether it's even come to fruition yet or not, that's a way that they help to create results in our life. Is that correct?
Yes, because it's all about vibration. So when we say the word thank you, we shift in vibration, right? We shift from that place of fear and sometimes not feeling worthy. You know, many of us have old crusty belief paradigms in us that say we're just not supposed to ask for help, whether that's from human beings or whether that's from angels or whether that's from our creator, who I call Mother, Father, God. You know, we just have that. It can take a lot of transforming effort to really peel off all those layers that say we're not supposed to ask for help. So again, saying thank you or saying, you know, I'm willing to be helped here, or can you help me with this? The method is not important. What's important is the willingness to ask for help, because it takes courage to do that. But the more we ask, the more we're going to receive. We are receiving directly from divine source. You know, angels are really messengers, and they are energy shifters is one of the things that I like to think about them. They help to lift us up. You know, I think that that's why they are often appear with wings, because that's a whole metaphor or symbol of being lifted up. We need to lift up from those lower vibration of fear and not good enough and critical thinking and putting ourselves down, lifting us up to, hey, we are God's divine children. We are loved and we are cared for and we are safe. And the more we ask, the more help we're going to receive.
Well, what a beautiful message. I'm so happy that you're here with us today to share more. We've got Belinda Womack with us, the author of Lessons from the 12 Archangels, Divine Intervention in Daily Life. And I'm Leslie Green. Don't go away. Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust will continue in just a moment.
Do you struggle with trusting in your life right now? Is there something that keeps creeping up in your business life or personal life that you're not sure why you're having such a difficult time letting go of it? Or maybe you've experienced something for the first time and it just doesn't feel quite right. Something you'd like to talk over with someone else who maybe isn't quite so close to the situation? If the message of trusting yourself and loving yourself resonates with you, but you feel you'd like a little more, why don't you visit pixiedustradio.com and set up some time to talk to Leslie one-on-one. Right now, she's offering 20-minute complimentary trust consultations to do just that, to dive deeper with you. Leslie would like to better understand what it is you may be struggling with and offer whatever wisdom and strategies she has gleaned over the years to apply directly to your specific situation. You'll be amazed at how much you can accomplish in just 20 minutes. And this goes without saying, but she wanted to make sure you know. Everything you discuss is completely confidential. Leslie's goal for everyone, her listeners, readers, even for herself, is to be able to inch closer to a true feeling of peace in our everyday lives and be because of that, she is happy and honored that you trust her enough to share a part of your life with her. For your complimentary 20-minute trust consultation, simply go to pixiedustradio.com to sign up. All one word, pixiedustradio.com. And now let's rejoin Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust with your host, Leslie Green.
Hello and welcome back. For those new to Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust, thank you for joining us. This show was created to encourage you to live your life to the fullest through accessing your love, self-love, trust, understanding what it truly means to trust yourself, knowing that trust begins within you first, and your pixie dust, your belief system. So in today's show, I hope that you'll be able to see how the love, the trust, and your pixie dust, your belief system, how they weave in and out throughout the entire conversation around angels. We are here with Belinda Womack, who wrote a wonderful book that I would encourage you to pick up. You can get it on Amazon as well as on her website, which is belindawomack.com. And the name of her book is Lessons from the 12 Archangels, Divine Intervention in Daily Life. So, Belinda, I'd like to start by talking about these 12 archangels and understanding a little bit, like I've always wondered, is there a hierarchy of angels? Do these 12, are they the overseers of the other angels? How does that work?
Well, Leslie, according to the 12 archangels, and their number is symbolic and metaphorical, so they represent a cycle. So if you think of the 12 months of a year or the 12 signs of the zodiac or the 12 hours on a clock face, their message is that we are always evolving. We human beings, we are growing in our consciousness so that we learn to value love. Love is the greatest power in all of the universe, and we actually are here on Schoolroom Earth to learn the value of love for all of oneness, for all of our Creator's universes. That's how very brave we are, because without experiencing the opposite of love, which is fear, we would take love for granted. And so, you know, our Creator said, well, let's really appreciate what we're made out of, because truly our core pixie dust, even that core belief system, is pure love. And so according to these 12 archangels, which I know is, and they are the basic 12, we know that they like to keep their names incognito, except that we know a few of their, they call themselves the celebrity angels of Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Michael. So but the reason they keep their names incognito, as far as my teaching and my book goes, is because they're so ancient. You know, they've been around since the very beginning of creation, not only on the earth, but in the whole universe. And their names have been recorded in different languages and in different ways throughout human history, for sure. And so, you know, you'll find them in many of the they're just everywhere. So whether it's in ancient traditions, they're still there. They appear. So they believe that there is no hierarchy, and they understand that this might be a little bit radical for some people, because here on the earth we are so into hierarchy. You know, we think that we are somewhere below God, and then, for example, our dogs might be below us, and then maybe the amoeba is below the dog, and they say, well, you know, that's not how it works from their perspective. From their perspective, we're all made of love. We are all made of the very same essence that our Creator is made from. So they're not above us, and we're not below them. And you are the owner of two beautiful pups. So, you know, canine angels are definitely far, far more involved than most human beings. I just have to throw that in there. So again, they teach that what's more important, instead of looking at angels in a hierarchy, is to understand that we're all in this together. We're all evolving. We're all learning. We are all growing. And so what is more helpful than seeing angels as above us or even below us is, let's focus on oneness. Let's focus on unity and equality. And remember that as one human being, we shift our belief systems. We raise the vibration of our pixie dust. We help everyone to do that. We help every human being to do that. So that's why they ask, please, now let's let go of the old paradigm of hierarchy and let's focus on oneness. Let's focus on oneness.
I love that message as it relates to us as human beings and the whole oneness of who we are and not so divided. I really love that message. So thank you for sharing that with us, Belinda. And I wanted to go back to talking about intention. As you noticed, we set our intention at the beginning of the show, and we actually do that in every show. So I'd like to talk to you about intention, and how important is it, in your opinion, to having an intention, especially as it relates to these angels?
Well, intention really helps the human mind to work at a far more efficient vibration. So just to keep it simple, we have a left hemisphere, which loves, and this is just all, just to keep this simple, we actually have many parts of our amazing brain. But in the left hemisphere, we have our logical, rational, time, past, present, future ways of thinking, and our ego sits over there. And then in our right hemisphere, or our creative, spiritual, imaginative, musical, gateway to heaven hemisphere, this is where our intuition lives. So when we focus our intention, we're actually using both hemispheres of our human brain. So we're really engaging so many parts of our amazing computer that we have, and we're focusing on a vibration that fills us with an expansive joy. So, for example, when we hold the intention that today is the very best day of my life that I've ever lived, then that's going to shift that ego. It's going to move it out of fear and worry and anxiety. It's going to allow that spiritual, creative love to flow in truly from heaven, which heaven is a vibration of pure love, just to fill up our minds. And when our brains shift in vibration through holding that intention, you know, we create. We're going to create no matter what our vibration is, as you well understand, and as your listeners understand. But let's co-create with our Creator with positive thoughts. And just like we've talked about with angels, angels love to prove to us that they're helpful. We both know that positive intention does the same thing. When we hold that positive intention, we are far more likely to experience a much, much better day and a more awake day, so that, again, we can feel our helpers in heaven really being with us and guiding us and supporting us. Because when we don't hold that positive intention, because of the way God created us, it's so easy to sit back down in the part of ego that believes we're all alone. It's just about me. There is no help, and we can't trust, right? And we sometimes it's even hard to trust ourselves. So, yes, of course, the 12 archangels and Belinda are all for focused, positive, real, honest, and true intention.
Because so often the self-talk that's going on, that chatter in the background, isn't all that positive. And one of the reasons that I like to talk about intention is because I believe that when we are aware enough and remember to set it, then it does raise that vibration and we do start to see the positivity. So one of the things that I try to do every Monday, just to kind of kick off the week, on our Facebook page, Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust, I do a Monday mantra. So for example, this week, I think there's a picture of a yellow lab on there in honor of my girl Libby, a yellow lab with a little chick, a little baby chick on there. And it says, I love myself so much, I am patient with me. And I ask everyone, you know, put it on a post-it note or put it in your phone. And every time you either make your cup of coffee or make your cup of tea, or it could be every time you pass by a mirror, but you've got one trigger for the week that every time you do X, Y, or Z, to repeat to yourself, either out loud or in your head, I love myself so much, I am patient with me. And then next Monday, we'll do a different one. But it's something that we can do collectively as a community that I really love. Something, because it doesn't, we don't have to make this tough or difficult, right, Belinda? We don't, because sometimes we just overcomplicate things.
Well, that's just what human beings do. You know, we do have an amazing intelligence. And what the angels teach us is use that intelligence, focus that intelligence, which is what you are talking about with intention and filling your mind with, to say, you know, I love me so much. And to use the word me is also very powerful, because the word me really does connect with the ego, and it connects with that also with the little child within us that wants to be heard and wants to be loved. So to say, you know, I love me so much is very, very empowering. Mm-hmm. And it, again, it does help to, you know, just shift that focus so that we're using that intelligence in a positive direction. You know, we can use our intelligence for worry. We can. And we can worry. We're very good at worrying about the future. Mm-hmm. And what the angels teach us is that, you know, the future, you're creating your lives. So if you really want to have a better future, then continue to transform your past and continue to transform those limiting beliefs in your pixie dust so that you can experience a far happier future and not continue to live in that anxiety. But it's all about, you know, making the choice every day. How are we going to use our intelligence? It's a great blessing that we have it.
And so with some of us, we do have that negative talk or that negative chatter going on. And then there are other times where we feel absolutely hopeless. And so when we return, what I'd like to start off talking to Belinda about is this idea of hell on earth and how can we partner with angels so that we can actually turn that around, take the feeling of hell and turn it into heaven. We'll be right back with Belinda Womack in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
Hello and welcome back. You can listen again and share this episode on Angels with Belinda Womack on pixiedustradio.com. Now, Belinda, before we went to break, we started to kind of think about this notion of going from hell to heaven. So if someone out there is listening and they feel as if they're living on a hell on earth, what would you tell them to turn that into heaven as far as working with or partnering with their angels?
Well, first of all, Leslie, this schoolroom that where we are all receiving this amazing education, it very much can feel like hell. So I would first of all say it's okay to really be in that human angst and to acknowledge your suffering, because we can't change what we don't acknowledge. And so when we are experiencing that hell, and this can come through as anxiety, it can come through as loss, suffering, lack. Let's say that we're going through a very difficult financial time. All of these things are very important to have compassion for ourselves. And that's the main thing, is we want to begin with having some compassion. And then to work with angels, what we do is we just ask them to fill us with love, to fill us with love in every cell of our being, to fill us with unconditional love, unconditional respect for our humanity, unconditional acceptance of ourselves, and our vibration is going to shift. And when that vibration shifts, that's when the new ways to solve the problems can fill our minds, and we can say, okay, now I have that inspiration. Now I know what I need to change, what action I need to take, and what, you know, and where I need to ask for help. And that's where we can shift that hell that we are experiencing to heaven. And heaven, again, is a place of unconditional love. It's just pure love, and love is the greatest healing power. It's the greatest manifesting power. It's what is going to move us and hold us in that vibration of heaven.
Well, at the beginning of the show, you had mentioned that the angels have a message for us, or that Archangel Gabriel had a message for you, in that the rewriting of the story of our childhoods, that is something that's very important. So talk to us about that. What's going on with rewriting the stories of our childhoods?
Well, again, we human beings, we are co-creators with Mother, Father, God. And we can fall down within ourselves into an old place of feeling helpless and of feeling powerless, and actually experience, you know, being disconnected from our intuition, from our connection to the divine, so that we can remember, hey, we are cared for, we are loved. And so what the angels teach us is they say, you know, the way to really access heaven's love and heaven's guidance in the most clear, trustworthy way is through the child that lives within you. Because within all of us, no matter our age, no matter what we've been through, there is still that pure and innocent essence that they call the divine child. And they say the divine child gets, you know, all covered in this goo, in this pain and sorrow that they refer to as the wounded child. And the wounded child is a combination. It's really our subconscious and deep subconscious. But it comes in the hurts, the pain, the loss, whether it's from past lives, from our ancestry, or from this childhood. It all gets wrapped around in a very thick covering that's covering our divine child and that source of eternal youth and eternal joy. So it is by learning to connect with that inner child and to love. Again, it's all about bringing love where love is missing, and to be willing to let go of those wounds of the past. And what the angels give us in lessons from the 12 archangels is many, many wonderful, simple healing exercises and tools to just make that fun so that we can just take that wounded child and, for example, stand with her under a beautiful violet or purple rain. And that color violet comes from the energy of our crown chakra, and which are a battery of spiritual energy. That's what our chakras are. But this battery is all about forgiveness. It's the energy of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a quality of unconditional love. And when we are filling with forgiveness by just imagining the color violet, that it's pouring over us, that it's filling us, and that little hurting child that's standing next to us, we really do an amazing instantaneous transformation. That not only are we going to feel, wow, are things going to shift in our reality, because we're always creating that reality from the inside out. So if we really want to create more heaven every day in our daily life, the shortcut, it's not a secret, but it is a short path, is go to that inner child and feel our feelings. You know, what are we feeling and what is happening in our lives that still feels like childhood? Of course, the faces are different and the situations are different, but it's going to still feel the same. If we had lack in childhood, we're still going to, you know, we can still keep repeating that now. And we can change that. It's all about acknowledgement and compassion and transformation. And we do that transformation, we do that healing with the power of love through working with just God's amazing rainbow. And God's rainbow is our chakras. So it's all the same thing. You know, again, we're just working with love. And love is what heals us. But when we can imagine a color, then we're going to feel the energy. And feeling is our way to healing. And that's what, you know, that's where our angels help us. They all step in and they add their wonderful love healing energy with ours. And then we really can feel that little child within us is healing, and what an amazing power that little child has. It can change everything.
So, Belinda, would you agree, just to summarize some of your main points, or one of your main points I heard was that really isn't it all about letting go of the regrets of the past so that they don't reappear in our present and in our future? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, Leslie, it is about letting those regrets go. Often, though, sometimes those regrets are so locked in our subconscious and our deep subconscious, we don't know that they're there. And that's when working with the 12 archangels and the wonderful healing energies of our chakras, especially our crown chakra and forgiveness, that energy will know how to reach down in ourselves, even to our DNA, to let those regrets go when we are willing. And the angels describe us as big Vidalia onions. We're juicy onions. We've got a lot of layers. So the willingness to let the regrets go and the loss go is key. That's absolutely key. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does make sense. And for those who don't know about chakras, I don't know if I'm asking too deep of a question, so stop me if you don't think that we can really go in depth here. But I'd love for you to talk to us a little bit more about chakras, but specifically about how angels can help us to clear, I guess is the best word, to clear our chakras.
Okay. Well, according to the... again, to the angels, our chakras are batteries of spiritual energy. And those batteries actually always stay clear. But let me explain. When we say we need to clear a chakra or even heal a chakra or replace a chakra, meaning like just when you replace your battery in your iPhone, what is actually happening is that because of maybe a shift in our mental self or emotional self, we've gotten out of balance with that battery. And so we need to have a clearing actually within our humanness so that we can regain access to that battery. Or oftentimes what it is we're ready for more power. In heaven, our oversoul or our higher self has many names, again, just like the 12 archangels have many names. That higher self is always filling our soul and our human vessel, that physical, emotional, mental vessel, with love and healing energy. So when we go through spiritual expansion and transformation, we grow. And that means we're vessels and we can now hold more spiritual energy. We can bring in more of our higher self from heaven to our daily life here on the earth. And we do that actually through our oversoul, our higher self, together with the angels, expanding those chakras. Or another way to put it is we're now ready for a bigger battery. Let's say that, you know, we've been working on a 9-volt and now we're ready for a 1,000-volt battery. And that's how wonderful it is to work again, not only with the 12 archangels, but with our angels and our guides in heaven. You know, heaven is a place where, sure, we go when we die, but it's really a place of pure love. And we have access to all of the great teachers in heaven, and they want to help us. And as we expand, well, we shift things for every other human being that's on the planet. And that's where those chakras are just wonderful gifts that God has blessed us with. Again, we have Noah's rainbow right inside of us. We have Joseph's coat of many colors that we wear all the time. It's about having the intention to say, I want to work with my energy. I want to work with this awesome energy that God has given me to change my reality from hell to heaven here on earth.
That was beautiful. Thank you for explaining that to us. We're here with Belinda Womack, the author of Lessons from the 12 Archangels, and I'm Leslie Green. Don't go away. Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust will continue in just a moment.
Making sense, but you'd like to learn more? Do you learn better through story rather than step-by-step instructions? For some things, step-by-step instructions are a necessity. But when it comes to the softer skill things in life, things like learning to trust yourself and love yourself, the gentle nature and subtlety of a story can be a much better teacher. In Leslie's book, Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust, available in Amazon, she shares 50 true stories, all with loving yourself and trusting yourself as the main characters. You will also find chapters on letting go, finding your inner strength, the gift of surrender, and even an entire chapter dedicated to pixie dust. Yes, in case you're stumped, Leslie comes out and tells you what the pixie dust actually is. actually is and how you can apply its magic directly to your life. Not just another inspirational book full of feel-good stories. This book has teeth and will provide you with a practical approach on learning to love yourself and trust yourself. To find a place of inner peace. Take a spin for yourself. Read the first chapter completely free. Leslie's gift to you. Visit her blog, trustlifetoday.com, to receive a free copy of Chapter 1, You Are Not Alone. Or go directly to Amazon for your very own hard copy or ebook version of Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust. Begin today to experience the magic within. And now, let's rejoin Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust with your host, Leslie Green.
Hello, you can listen again and share this episode on Angels with Belinda Womack on PixieDustRadio.com. You can also forward this to a friend who maybe isn't listening right now, but you would like them to hear this episode. It will get turned into a podcast almost immediately when we get off the air, and you can just forward that to them from PixieDustRadio.com. Now, Belinda, you have run your counseling practice for 25 years, and the first question I have for you is, are angels a part of every counseling session that you do?
Absolutely. The counseling sessions that I do are focused on really solving whether it's an immediate problem or a repeating problem or old story that really needs to be transformed. So the angels are definitely part of that, as well as, of course, my clients, loved ones in heaven, their inner child, and their higher self. And so it's an orchestration of, I call it that client's committee of helpers, so that they really receive not only that insight, but that deep healing and transformation that they deserve.
I'm also curious, if folks wanted to learn a little bit more about this, they could go to BelindaWomack.com, and on there they would see the 12 Archangels University. Tell us what that is.
Well, the 12 Archangels University is actually an online educational program, and it's very thorough. I actually work with the Universal Weight Tarot cards to provide images to activate the right or creative spiritual hemisphere. The purpose of all of the modules, and they're all videos, is so that the student can not only access their intuition, but they can trust it. They can absolutely feel, this is my guidance, this is for me. And, of course, to be able to reach deep down in their own subconscious, which is the angels blessed me with a gift that I can hear the subconscious in others, meaning I can hear that wounded child clear as just talking to another person. And so, you know, they wanted to provide a way to help students to be able to actually hear their own subconscious. Because if you can hear your guides in heaven, there's also just you change the doorway and you can connect with that hurt that's still inside of you so that you know what to transform. So that's the big purpose of the 12 Archangels University. I have discovered, Leslie, that the teaching modules are so deep that sometimes students will come back and say, whoa, Belinda, you know, this stuff gets deep and it really, really, you know, it really works. But it does take a commitment. So I'm also going to be creating early in 2016 an ongoing program that is like a group healing for people to explore in a slower way, in a more gentle way, what's going on in their lives and in their story. So that will be a little bit easier to digest than the 12 Archangels University. Although I have to say, I love the 12 Archangels University, mm-hmm. because it delivers what it delivers far more even than what it promises to deliver.
Well, and also if somebody gets in there and they're taking the 12 Archangels University and they finished all of the modules and they're one of those people who says, like you had just said, whoa, you know, Belinda, that's way, that got really deep. Well, then you also offer private sessions. So what can someone expect there?
Well, a private session, again, is where we're going to look at what is not working for you right now in your life story. So what's causing you either discomfort or lack or suffering, and we are going to get in there and actually change that story from the inside out. We definitely look at what's going on with the wounded child. If there's a past life that's part of that, then we look at that. But again, the focus of those private sessions is very much they are channeled divine interventions for that client so that they experience in great understanding of what they're being asked to learn. You know, again, this earth is a schoolroom, and we have things happening that we don't like. It's because we're being asked to learn something. And that's what we do in that private session. What do you need to learn so that we can transform it, so that we can let more heaven in? That's what it's all about.
Okay, so in your book, Lessons from the 12 Archangels, you offer many visual imagery exercises. And I'm curious if you'd be able to explain, how do those work?
Well, so they are very simple guided imagery exercises where we just close our eyes and we just visualize what the angels have asked us to visualize. And we do... meaning the we, that's Belinda and the angels and the guides, we do use guided imagery quite a bit in private sessions and any class that I teach. Guided imagery is really helpful. But what I want to say is that even if we can't visualize, that's difficult for us, just having the intention, it works. We're still going to feel the results. And I know that some of my students have had a difficult time with visualizing, but by the time they've worked with either the material in the 12 Archangels University or worked with me with private sessions, that right hemisphere opens up, and then they can visualize, they can see, they can hear, they have access to heaven. It does really work that way. That's the power of guided imagery. It works energetically, is what I'm trying to say.
I love the way that you're explaining all of this. It just flows, and I understand it in a way where sometimes I have to maybe read the words that you're saying in a book and read them several times before I get what it's trying to say. So thank you for coming across so clearly in your explanations and your responses of things.
Well, I'm happy to do that. I could share. I opened to message 44 for your audience, and this message is on, it's called Happy Childhood. So the angels are asking me to read the short guided imagery exercise that goes with message 44. Breathe in deeply and exhale slowly. Close your eyes and take a few unhappy memories from childhood and put them in the color purple. See the violet fire cleanse the memories until you no longer see them or feel them in your imagination or in your body. Create a new scenario that the child within you desires to experience. Say, I allow myself and the child within me to have a new and happy childhood now. We invite you to ask again for old memories or feelings of loss and anguish to surface. Once again, wash the scenes of the past with violet fire and change them into what you desire. Breathe deeply and imagine how you would like your future to look based on a new foundation of love and happiness.
Thank you for that gift. I receive that gift and I appreciate that. My question is this. Why 44? Why did that just come to you? Were you told to read that one?
That's what the angels asked me to read for your audience. There are actually 48 messages, and we can use them on a daily basis. But for your audience, it was the number 44, which we know also is adds to an 8. 4 plus 4 is an 8, and that is as above, so below, or bringing heaven to earth. And bringing heaven to earth, you know, it really helps to have a happy childhood right now. You know, even if we're 90, it's never too late.
And if you're listening and you believe in signs, whatever that looks like to you, here's a sign. Belinda, you're not aware of this, but I just had to look it up while you were reading. I figured I had done about 50 episodes. I looked it up, and we are right now doing episode number 44. So that, to me, is kind of flipping wild. And but then again, it's so not. And I go back to our intention and say, and so it is. And at that, I thank you, Belinda, for being on today. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you for having me on my show. It's been delightful.
Mm-hmm. It really has been delightful. I've enjoyed every minute of it. And if you'd like to learn more about Belinda Womack, if you'd like to learn more about angels, please visit her at www.belindawomack.com. And between now and next week, you can always forward this show to a friend. You can access my blog, Trust Life Today, and so much more. You can even grab the first chapter of my book, and it's all completely free to you. You can do that right there from pixiedustradio.com or from trustlifetoday.com. I'd also like to invite you to meet us over on our Facebook page, Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust, where we have an entire community of pixie dusters. Let us follow your progress. Nothing is more rewarding than knowing that we've helped spread more love in the world and have been a part of helping you to begin to think about trust a little differently, learning to trust yourself first. We'll see you again next Wednesday at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. And until then, my prayer for you is this. May you lead your life by love and live your life with trust. Let go and believe a greater outcome is already yours. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust. We hope you enjoyed the show. Would you like to find out more about what it means to love yourself and trust yourself? Well, don't wait until next week. Go visit TrustLifeToday.com, where Leslie has been sharing about love and trust since January of 2011, which is a long time in the blogging world. Long enough to build up a hefty supply of resources just for you, making Trust Life Today the ideal place for you to visit between radio shows. The site is full of articles on not only loving yourself and trusting yourself, but also on forgiveness, letting go, celebrating life, and much more. Visit TrustLifeToday.com. Poke around. Leave Leslie a message. Let her know how she can better serve you. And while you're there, why don't you sign up to receive original writings? Only about 2 per month, so nothing that will be too taxing on your inbox. Thank you again for tuning in today. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time on Love, Trust, and Pixie Dust.
This is the EWN Radio Network.